Welcome to Gapology Radio with your hosts, Mark Tinas and Brian Brockoff, authors of the leadership development books, Gapology, IMBAR, and Speed of Purpose. At Gapology, our purpose is to help leaders achieve their greatest potential. To learn more about our groundbreaking books and training services, visit our website, gapology.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Gapology Radio. Gapology provides leaders and those working hard to advance their career to become leaders a simple method to excel and exceed goals, objectives, and expectations. The tools and methods were discovered through our interviews with top-performing leaders and with those underperforming, along with our continued experience in working with teams just like yours. These are not things that we just came up with in an office somewhere. These are real-life things that work time and time again to create real, lasting results. You can find a link to Gapology on our website, gapology.org, or through amazon.com. So let's go ahead and jump right in and get the show rolling with Mark Tinas. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited about tonight. We've got a little different idea for a podcast this week. And Mark, I know you've got some notes prepared. You want to walk our listeners through what we're going to do tonight?
Yeah. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, I think this will be really good. So we've been hearing from our listeners a lot about interviews they've gone through. Interviewing for promotion is real common. Getting promoted is real common. We're very proud of our listeners. They really are excelling. One of them was telling a story of how they've been promoted 5 times in the last couple of years. And We really feel good about the gapologists, getting promoted. But we definitely are finding a gap in interviewing that we can fill here real quick. Can I walk them through it?
Sure. Yeah, sounds good.
So we did a podcast 5 years ago. Can you believe it was that long ago?
I can't. No way. Yeah.
5 years ago, called Framing for Interviews. And it is fantastic. And tonight we were going to re-record it. We were going to do it over. But we listened to it and said, you know what? It is so darn good. Let's just go with it. And yeah. So we're literally going to attach it so you can listen to it. But let me explain framing for interviews for any of you that don't know. So we believe that you can prepare for an interview. And one of the gaps we see is that when people are interviewing specifically internally, they sort of take it for granted. Like the interviewers are going to know their success stories, are going to know all about them, et cetera. What framing for interviews does is it causes it requires the interviewee to prepare 3 different frame-worthy stories that they come to the interview prepared to offer. And it is a total game changer, and you'll love it. Can I walk them through the 3 stories?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we want you to take your best results story, your best results example, the time when you led the company and here's how you did it and all of that, and create a story worthy of being framed in a gold frame on the wall, and develop that story, work it, prepare, rehearse. You can do it on video or you can do it in a mirror and really nail this results-driven story. We then want you to do the same thing, but with a development topic about someone you develop, someone whose life you've changed. And again, very specific, their name, who they are, et cetera. And again, sort of something that would virtually bring tears to the eyes, frame-worthy, golden frame on the wall about how you impacted someone's life. And then the third one would be a project that you initiated and completed that had a huge impact on the company, et cetera. And again, a lot of specific examples and frame-worthy project, a big deal. And when you prepare those 3 frame-worthy stories, and that's where the name framing for interviews comes from, as you go into the interview, you're more confident, but you also are very well prepared. And based on the questions asked, you can often use those examples for the answers to most questions. And certainly they'll ask you follow-up questions, but it really prepares you to hit it out of the park on an interview and not take an internal interview with people that you think you know for granted. They come away being your biggest cheerleader and saying, oh my God, I can't believe we didn't promote them, you know, last year.
Yeah. And I think whether you're a leader or an individual contributor or an emerging leader, even, you know, I think anybody can get a lot out of this podcast. There's a lot of great stuff here. And as you're going through it, really think about how you deliver those things Mark talked about, and how you would frame it in your interview. And also consider times maybe that you really struggled and had to overcome obstacles along the way with each of those things. Those are always great stories also to frame, as oftentimes you'll be asked, hey, tell me about a time where you, you know, didn't succeed or whatever. So think about that through the lens of the same, you know, results, projects, and people. Think about it.
Yeah, you could come up with some other framed, you know, works of art. One of the things we've heard over and over again is that this exercise causes people to remember things that they wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah.
They hadn't thought for a while about, you know, how they led the company in results last year and all those different pieces. And it really causes you to be energized about the things you have accomplished. And then you walk into the interview and just nail it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And it's always good to reflect on this stuff just to help you in your current role anyway. Even if you don't get the promotion or the new job or whatever, I think it's always good to reflect on this stuff, you know, celebrate the stuff that were, you know, big wins for you and things that you struggled with and so forth, overcame. You can learn a lot from that as well.
Yeah. You learn a lot about yourself. Yeah.
Yeah,
so framing definitely for interviews is really an excellent exercise regardless.
Absolutely.
And I think you'll love this podcast. It's 5 years old, but I don't think the technology may have been a little older, but I think you'll love the content.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't judge us based on the sound quality. You know, we've upgraded our technology here, but there's a lot of good stuff there. So I'll attach it to the end of this intro. So everybody enjoy.
Yeah. And give us feedback on how it worked. We want to hear about your promotion.
Yeah. Sounds good. And we'll see you all next week.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Go all get
right.
them.
All right.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm really excited. I got all these paintings done.
What paintings?
Well, these paintings that, don't you remember you were going to tell me about framing? I was going to frame these paintings.
I forgot you were an artist, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to teach you all about that.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I need a lot of help.
That's great.
I've been working on that joke all day.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, thanks. So you want to talk about framing today, huh?
Yeah, I was worried that people would think we were framing a house, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, framing is a secret that nobody knows.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's awesome.
Are you sure we want to let it out of the bag, you know?
Yeah, it might be a little early, but I think people love it.
All right, so here it goes. So framing is something that Brian and I have developed. It has a 100% success rate.
Yep.
It can be used for presentations. If you're getting up and presenting to a group, it can be used for a written memo, a written announcement, and it can be used for interviewing where you're the interviewee. So tonight we're going to talk strictly about interviewing, how to maximize your potential in an interview. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's perfect. I think a lot of people really love this one.
Yeah, so we know that our podcasts are listened to by a lot of executives, a lot of up-and-coming executives, and we know that you interview often for promotion, maybe for a promotion into another company. So take notes on this. This is a secret. Nobody has talked about this, and we're going to share it with you tonight. It's a big deal. It works. And again, I said 100% success rate, and that is true. I often coach people on interviewing, and this is the tactic that we use, and it works every time. So think about most interviewees, and they enter the interview, whether it's a phone interview or whether it's a panel interview or whether it's one-on-one in person with the hiring manager. They enter that interview nervous. So replace nervous with confident. Now, I would tell you they also enter the interview rather scattered. They're not sure how it's going to go, how to answer the questions. So replace scattered with prepared. And they come to the interview to answer questions, that they don't know in advance. Substitute that with telling your own story. Framing is about telling your own story. And through doing so, you totally take control of the interview and you win the interview. What do you think, Brian?
I think fear really drives anxiety, and that just creates that whole scattered mindset. You know, you go in and you're like just shaking sometimes, and you see people physically shaking during some of these interviews. But just walking in feeling confident in who you are, I think, is one of the most powerful tools in an interview.
That's great. So I'm going to walk you through these steps. So framing is about telling your story, coming to the interview to tell your story. Here's how you do it. I want you to develop your three top successes. And I want you to develop a story around people, and I'll come back to that, a story around results, and a story around a project accomplished. And those three stories, they're true stories, they're real stories, they're your story. Those win the interview, and those fit into virtually every interview question asked. So on people, have you developed anybody? Have you changed someone's life? Have you trained somebody who succeeded? Have you helped somebody get promoted? What have you done? Pick a person. This is a specific story. Let me tell you about Brian Brockoff. So you're going to go into something very specific. And the reason it's specific is because it's true, it's real, and it's believable. It's not hypothetical. So you're going to tell a development story around a specific individual. You want to tell this story to the point where it would bring tears to the eyes. It's a real story, and it is of great significance. And I bet you have one. So all of us as executives have influenced people's lives. Think about it, find the story, and come up with a people success story that is off the charts. I'll tell you what to do with it in a minute. Brian, any thoughts on the people success story?
Yeah, I love that you're saying, you know, it's true, it's real. Because a lot of times people do come into an interview and they are thrown off guard by a question. So then they start just making stuff up or thinking about what they would do in a situation. One of the interviewing techniques that we're taught is behavioral interviewing. So that's a specific event that happened in your life, and the interviewee is to share that specific event. But this prepares you for that. It gives you that preparation time ahead of time so you can walk in and really share that real experience that happened.
Yeah, and when you share a real story around developing someone specific, give them their name. It really separates you. So as an interviewer, I interview every week. As an interviewer, what frustrates me is people talking about the hypothetical.
Yeah.
Here's how I would go about developing someone.
Right.
That's not what I want to hear. I want to hear how you develop someone. I want to hear about someone that was developed. I want to hear how you did it and what the outcomes were. I want to know their name. I want to know the details. When you come with that, you totally separate yourself from everyone else. So that's the first one. You're going to develop a people success story that brings tears to the eyes. The second one is you're going to develop a results story. And again, it's real. It's your story. But you're going to talk about a time where you achieved top performance. Could be a district manager of the year award, a manager of the year award, a time where you exceeded expectations that was of great significance. Develop that story. It's real. It's not hypothetical. And again, it's your story. And trust me, that story fits virtually any question asked in an interview. Brian, any thoughts around the results piece?
Yeah, be prideful. I think, fear impacts your confidence. And this whole preparation piece will help with that. But be prideful about something that you've accomplished. I think a lot of us are raised to not blow our own horn about some of the things that we've accomplished. You know, we work hard in our lives. Everybody works hard. And we've got those things that we should be proud of. So in an interview especially, don't be ashamed of those things. Be proud of them.
That's a great point. I certainly couldn't have said that better. Yeah. Come to the interview with your story and tell your greatest story. That's it. All right, so the third piece is come with a project you've accomplished. Companies today, organizations today are looking for people that don't talk about things, that they're looking for people that get things done. So in the interview, you're going to present something specific that you accomplished that is of significance. Don't underestimate yourself here. You've done it. Come up with it. Come up with your success story around an accomplishment. Any thoughts on that one, Brian? And then I'm going to tell them how to put it together.
You know, it's interesting. As you were saying that, I was thinking about the last time that question came up for me. I tend to say, you know, we accomplished this or we did this. And I think there's merit to that, to owning what you did, what your role in it was. But also, you know, give credit to the other people on your team. What I would say is don't only give credit to the people on your team. Also, make sure that you're pointing out the things that you did, your role in it. I think it's just important that you're tying all those pieces together, that you as a leader played a significant role in it.
That's great points, Brian. When you accomplish something significant as a project, it likely shows that you are a team player. It likely shows great teamwork in the story.
Yeah.
But yep. Make the story about you. But it also shows these other attributes. So you're bringing up some great points. So we now have a people story where we develop someone, we change lives. We have a result story of top performance, of exceeding expectations, and we have a project accomplished, something of significance. So what you do is you take those three stories and you rehearse them. They need to be 60 to 90 seconds. This is critical. This is not a 5-minute rambling story. This is a rehearsed 60 to 90 second story. It's impactful. It will leave a lasting impression on the person who is interviewing you, whether they're on the phone or if it's a panel interview in person. You are giving them 60 seconds of something of great significance, 90 seconds maybe, of something of great significance. Three times over, you will separate yourself from every other candidate. They will talk hypothetical. You will talk real world. They will talk in theory. You will talk about things actually accomplished, things actually done. While you're doing this, lean forward. Lean, if you're in person, lean into them. Lean into the people that are interviewing you. Rehearse this again in a mirror if you have to. Videotape yourself, whatever works for you. Be prepared. You're going to have these three as you walk in, and trust me, they will fit virtually every question asked, and you'll knock them dead. But lean forward with pride, to Brian's earlier point. You're going to smile, and with pride, you're going to deliver these three things. So just imagine, what if the interview panel, that's the toughest interview scenario. There's three people sitting across the table from you. What if at the end of the interview, they knew your three stories. Don't you think you'd be the top candidate? What if they remembered the three stories? What if they took notes on the three stories? You become the candidate that they are looking for. So you want to be that good because it is that critical, and you have these stories. The biggest frustration I have with people that I interview is they don't bring out the stories that they have. So once you have these three stories, you will feel so empowered that you're going to win. And again, I'm telling you, 100% success rate with this tactic. Brian, thoughts? And then I've got a few things to close.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, this does actually tie right into Gapology. So if you think about the root solution, communication, which this is a key part, that falls under the importance gap. So in an interview, you're not just trying to close the knowledge gap with the interviewer. You're trying to close the importance gap. Why are you important to the organization? What are you going to be able to contribute? And your stories are really going to be able to drive that home. So you're closing that importance gap with them. And then hopefully they'll take action and hire you, I guess.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's it. I see it.
Yeah.
I see it. So I'm going to close with, why do we call it framing? These three stories are so significant that you could put them on a wall and frame them in gold for everyone to see. There they are. They're of great significance. They're not only going to change your life, they're going to change the life of the people that interviewed you. They're going to remember them. They're going to remember the day they interviewed you and how far above every other candidate you were. It's a total game changer. So framing is a big deal. In the future, Brian and I are going to teach you framing in presentations and framing in written documentation and announcements. But for today, we want you to hit it out of the park with framing for interviews. We want to hear your success stories. So I appreciate all of you that reach out for me on LinkedIn and text me and email me. Keep them coming. But I want to hear your successes in these interviews as well so that we can talk about them and take great pride in them for the future. Anything else, Brian, for the group?
Nope. I think this was a great episode, Mark.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Have a great week.
You too.
All right. Bye. All right. That'll do it from here. For more information on Gapology, head on over to our website, gapology.org. Everyone have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been a Gapology Institute production. Visit us at gapology.org.